Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from Hyenas in Dallas, Texas! This is my favorite club, named after a laughing mammal. It's Saturday, June 15, 2019, and I can always... Oh, my God. I haven't even asked to see them yet. And look at these sons of bitches. As I was about to say, always amazing name tags here in Dallas. So let's go ahead and take a look. This one just says, hey, 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 everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies. And then it just says Jason Bourne at the bottom. I, comma, also, comma, love movies. Your name's Jason, but not Bourne. Just the first part. Well, that is an interesting take on a name tag. I wish you luck. Don't think you're going to get picked. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Carrels feels like one I've seen before. Have I seen that? This is fresh?
New to you.
New to you. Oh, you've done other name tags?
No.
Oh, okay. Eddie Player One, that's pretty fucking clever. Instead of Escape Room, we have Escooper Room. And your name's Cooper. Okay. What's this shit you attached to it? Mrs. Fields? Yeah. Individual cookies? Oh, okay. No, I'm good. But, you know, every escape room should have some Mrs. Fields cookies. Wet, hot, a Meredith summer. I get it. Scott Tubb time machine, too. This is another classic one where the lights don't make it easier for me to read it. But I did see this one on the internet. Tucker and Dale versus Eva. Nice. Very nice. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Now see this one, I know for sure she's been here before because it's got signatures all over it by me and my guests. So did you get picked ever?
Just once.
Greedy. But John Fishing, this thing's fucking incredible. Look at that. I would love to make a remake of Going Fishing with Ungayo, where we smoke. That's like a cigar. That's not even a. You think that's a blunt?
I say blunt.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say, John. And then look at this. This one. Holy shit. I got to get a picture of this one because I've always wanted to play Annabelle. How fucked up is that? That doll is terrifying. Oh, that's the doll there. And that's a little girl holding the doll, but still, wow. Good job, Joanna. Good job, everyone. This one's got a lot of shit going on. I might as well show it to everybody just because it's so complicated. Why does it say go back to China, bitch? Seems rude. What movie? Oh, this is all Donnie Darko stuff? And somebody says these words in Donnie Darko, I don't wet the bed anymore. Go suck a fuck. I can't believe this movie wasn't more popular. Wow. And your name is Dylan Darko. Good job, Dylan. Good job, everyone. Thank you. I really appreciate the effort everybody makes with the name tags. Doug plugs. Here we go. The most exciting part of the show. You can't wait to hear where I'm going next. I'm doing a stand-up show here tonight at 7 o'clock. Is anyone coming to that? Oh, my goodness. That's going to be super fun. And I'm going to get people up on stage to play Last Man Stand so you can find out how hard it is. I almost swore again, but I'm trying to cut back on my fucking swearing. And tomorrow, did I make a huge mistake booking a Father's Day show in Fort Worth? Are people super into their dads there? But anyway, I'm doing stand-up there tomorrow afternoon at 4:20. And then Friday, Doug Loves Movies is going to be part of Skank Fest at Brooklyn Bazaar in Brooklyn. First time ever doing Doug Loves Movies in Brooklyn. And then Monday, June 24th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. And we're doing a Doug Loves Movies, of course, in Los Angeles at UCB on Tuesday, June 25th. At 9:30 p.m. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLowesMovies.com.
That's DougLowesMovies.com. Yeah. Oh,
shh. Cooper made a helpful sign. Yeah, cacao wallet. Don't say butt fuck. This is just something to keep in your own head on a daily basis. Don't say butt fuck. There's rarely a good reason. But this is very finely, you do good work, Cooper. I appreciate you. We also got people threw stuff on stage for the prize bag. And, you know, while I appreciate that, I also wish people wouldn't do that because then more people are going to do it. I shouldn't have mentioned it, but I did. So here we are. But this is actually pretty cool. It's a CD with two songs on it, the original version and an instrumental version of The Dead Don't Die by Sturgill Simpson, which is a song, if you like it, you're going to love The Dead Don't Die, the movie, because you get to hear the song over and over again. And if you hate the song, you should probably skip the movie. And then a VHS copy, previewed, so it only cost $7 whenever the purchase was made, of Novocaine, starring Steve Martin. See what happens? Nobody cares. It's just like you're getting rid of your garbage through me. And I do not appreciate it. But I kind of do. I brought some stuff, though, for the prize bag. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. I got this at Malton Fest. For one of the snacks was one of these RX bar. It says on it, 3 egg whites, 14 peanuts, 2 dates, and no BS. Can't possibly taste good. And then, but speaking of things that taste good, I brought Sir Kensington's condiments that I got on the airplane. coming in here. Also, my friends at Dollar Shave Club sent me a bunch of stuff, including this amazing shave butter. So I brought you a thing of that. And a Douglas Movies sticker. And from my recently completed tour, of which we still have plenty of posters, so we'll be selling those after the show today, but I'm giving one away in the prize bag. It's a Cannabis and Cheese tour poster with our friend Dale Cheeseman, who's from Texas. So all of that is going in the prize bag, and I'll see you outside after the show for meets and greets, and my other guests will be out there as well. Please, everybody, give it up for Trey Gallion, Sean Mooney, and Anna Mazza.
Hey.
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 Hey, Dallas.
All right. You know how I feel about you talking to the crowd before I introduce you, Trey.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait for a second.
Damn it.
It's okay. Let's say hello to first time ever guest on the show. It's Sean Mooney, everybody.
Hello there, crowd. How are you? It's good to see you. Happy Saturday, huh? Let's have
some fun. I like it. You're coming in hot.
Ducky, I'm here to have some fun. He invited me. I got to come deliver. Let's rock and roll.
Well, it's exciting that you're here because we're longtime friends, and I got to know you in the Austin area where you lived, and now you're here. You're based here in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
And what's going on? What are you up to?
Well, I'm not really a comedian anymore, people, but I'm a businessman, and I like it, but I still could be funny, and I could bullshit, so that's why Dougie invited me to his show.
I think that's why. I wasn't sure where you were at with stand-up comedy. I didn't know that
I'll do a set here and there, up here, or at Addison, the old classics.
You'll just pop in somewhere and do a few minutes?
Yeah, and just do the old basics, the ones I know,
How long does that take? How long of a set could you do?
10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Do you want to run? We want to run that shit tonight in my stand-up show. I think everybody's here. You're dying to see it, right?
Yeah. You want me to come do five?
There aren't enough working retired comedians.
I could. I could run home and grab a set list, and I'll do the old classic for you guys.
You still have to get a set list, though.
Damn right I do. You kidding me?
It's the same jokes you've been doing for 12 years.
Yeah. Damn right, and they're all coming back tonight if you guys want to see them.
Yes!
Any other questions, Doug?
Oh, that was it, man. That was that was great. Her third time on the show, first time here in Dallas, it's Anna Mazza, everybody!
I'm happy to be here. It's really hot, and my Uber driver said that this is a cold day, so... It's really, really neat that you guys talk like that.
For here in the summertime, it is pretty pleasant out there today, and super windy, so you get that nice hot wind in your face.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen. Was it going to blow away, or I'm going to melt? I don't know. It's a really fun dynamic you guys have in your city.
It is beautiful, and I just want to get on the record of the first time you were on the show, I asked our mutual friend Jeff Tate, I double-checked with him how to pronounce your name, and we insisted that it was pronounced one way, but now I've learned that you're just too nice to have told me, no, that's not
how I
pronounce
it. That was locker room talk, Doug. We were... Don't bring that up. And I was kind of drunk, so I let you inside of my family name, and but.
So how do you want me to say it?
You can say Mazza, because my grandpa was a dum-dum that came over from Italy and went to Cincinnati, and Mazza turned into Mazza, because we have a dumb accent, because we live by the river, So it's really whatever.
Okay, yeah, so you don't have strong feelings one way or the other, as long as it sounds approximate.
Yeah,
to how it's spelled, M-A-Z-Z-A.
Yes, I would answer to, like, yeah. Princess Farthead, and I'd still be like, yeah, what's up? But, yeah, Matza, Mazza, Hammer, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
This is my impression of Jeff Tate saying your last name.
Okay.
When I asked him how to pronounce it.
Spot on so far.
Did you say it right?
He does. He laughs a lot before he speaks.
Yeah. Yeah. You're nailing it.
I can't.
And that's how that conversation went.
Mazza.
Mazza.
Like, you know how Jeff, like, every word he says has a lot of breath with it?
Yeah.
Mazza.
Here, let me try to do it.
Mazza.
Let me try to do it.
Like, it's exhausting him.
I'm going to be Jeff. Okay, guys? It's just Mazza, man.
That impression was even facial. She looked like him.
Yeah, you gotta close and squint your eyes.
No offense, no offense.
And smile real big. Like you're one of those Carnival things that you throw like a ball at, you know, and you're like, he's got just a big toothy smile, you know.
Yeah, man, throw a beard on you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And a Hawaiian shirt. And I think you guys would think I was Jeff. Yeah.
Anyone listening that's working on a name tag for one of the upcoming shows, make one where Anna's the man and Jeff's the lady. And move Jeff's beard to Anna.
Ooh, yeah.
Make my dreams come true and Photoshop me as Jeff Tate. That's all I'm saying. Send it to me personally or put it on a piece of paper. It's whatever you want to do.
It's up to you guys. Whatever you want to do. Free country. Also joining us for the first time, he's been on the show many times, but this is his first time making an appearance here at Hyenas in Dallas, and he's going to be on all my shows here all weekend long, tonight and then tomorrow in Fort Worth. It's Trey Gallion!
What is up? Sixth coolest city in Texas? What? I said it.
You really feel that way, or are you just
trying
to suck
up? You want me to list them?
Yeah. Wait, so Dallas is number one?
No!
Dallas is number one. Come on.
Coolest.
Are you kidding me?
No, so it's Austin, San Antonio.
Yeah, what is happening?
Man.
Why are you listing off?
No, it's Mexico without having to go to Mexico. How do you top that?
And
exactly. Deserving of the number two.
Miss Congeniality was filmed in San Antonio.
Yes, it was.
That's the only thing I know about it.
Okay, then Houston.
What is happening? I thought the first thing you said was that Dallas was the best.
No, I said they're the sixth.
Yeah, he's not doing a good job of winning over the crowd here.
Honorable mention.
So Dallas. Then Houston, then Fort Worth. Yeah, right? Exactly. Right, okay. Then San Angelo. Then Dallas.
What?
Yeah.
All right, just for context, what's next after Dallas?
Oh, Lubbock.
What?
Yep. No, I threw San Angelo in just to piss you guys off.
I couldn't get my mic back, but now I have it and all is well.
Yeah, you're still above Midland. You had one clap. Cool. That's a Dallas pride there.
Marfa. Is Marfa on there?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
What about Irving?
No. Arlington.
Plano.
Now we're getting deep.
El Paso.
Wichita.
You love
Falls.
Mexico so much.
Yeah, but I'm more of a Del Rio than El Paso guy.
Okay.
You know, you can still kind of sneak around Del Rio-ish without getting shot. But I think El Paso, you got a greater chance of getting shot. Not on purpose, by accident, of course, but okay. It's still...
Well, just the fact that they're, like, letting you still speak and not just booing you out of the room. makes me think you might have to reassess and move.
I have a long head.
Move Dallas up a notch or two.
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, so that's the real problem. Is that, see, there you go.
Yeah, see how right? Nobody likes AIDS.
Oh, it wasn't just AIDS. It wasn't just AIDS. Oh.
That was really funny.
I've been doing this podcast for over a decade, and the Philadelphia jokes have never stopped.
Neither does AIDS. What's up, you guys?
See, that's why you're a new favorite.
Have her on the show again.
Yeah.
Get that Anna Mesa back. Matza. Matza.
Hey, I forgot earlier to do something from the corrections department. Apologies to Gianni Paolo. It looked like he was a no-show on Doug Loves Movies in Los Angeles the other night, but I had just written down the wrong date. So he'll be appearing as scheduled soon. Unless he cancels. Let's talk prize bag, Trey. What did you bring all the way from New York City?
Okay, so I brought a t-shirt all the way from Reno, Tahoe. A slightly used Reno, Tahoe Comedy Club shirt.
What does that mean? You wore it a couple of times?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I was born in Reno, Trey. That's my hometown.
Yeah, I do know that, Sean. Oh, I love that Mooney is here. We're going to have some fun. He used to work at the club in Austin and do comedy there, but we used to have a practical joke. One time I spray painted on his bumper his actual cell phone number on his bumper in spray paint and was like, "Horny, please call." And is that what it said? Something similar to that.
Sure, I got that somewhere back.
No, you did. You see, he saran wrapped and flowered my car,
yeah,
which was a pro move. Yeah. And it was a four door, so he saran wrapped the front and the back doors. He was cool
with
about
flour
it.
Underneath it. So once yes. You get the saran wrap, you have to deal with the flour.
It's really the windshield that's the problem. It ruins your wipers. You got to get new wipers. Yeah. Fucking dick. All right.
Whatever.
And then I got a Trey Galleon live at Creep Records rolling Trey. Trey, because my name's Trey.
You're not going to have to explain that joke every time you come on the show.
No, I feel like I do.
Okay.
Thank you. And then a copy of my album on CD, even though nobody listens to CDs anymore. But it's got cool cover art and inside stuff, too.
Yeah, it's
but
fun, yeah. Fun to have a physical copy.
Exactly.
You'll sign it after, maybe?
I mean, we'll see. We'll talk. Maybe negotiate something. Yeah, no, I'll probably sign it for you if you just ask nicely. That's
yeah,
fine.
I mean, that's a prize in and yeah. Of itself, a negotiation with Trey Galleon.
Hey, man, I can wheel and deal. I watch American Pickers.
Really? What's that? That's about...
I'm still fixated
junk buying.
On that's inside
junk buying?
Stuff.
Yes.
I swear I always thought it was about guitar players.
Stop. Really?
I
you thought it was a documentary series?
Isn't it on the country?
Well, it's on history, so you would
history.
Still assume that it was. Yeah.
Okay. Anna, what'd you bring?
Okay. I brought some stuff. Not all that, but, you know... here we go.
You got your own bag. That's the start.
Oh, should I say their name? No.
Sure. Let's give
what
them a plug.
What is it called?
Dallas Grilled Cheese.
Cheese.
That's it, right?
Dallas. Growlis.
What Doug said.
Dallas Grilled Cheese.
District.
No.
No, just Dallas
company?
Grilled Cheese, right?
Company.
Oh, company?
Yes, company.
All right. Okay. Well, here we go. I made a candle. I have an anecdote about this. So I flew here this morning, okay? And I have another prize that I thought was going to be a complication, but I almost got this taken away. They thought it was a bomb. They
classic
said,
candle bomb.
Yeah, you know how they said, "What is this?" And I said, "It's a candle." And so they were looking at it, and they said, "What is it made of?" And I was like, "It's soy wax, you know." And then I was like, "We have any candle maker TSAs here?" And they're like, "No." But they said, "What is it for?" And I said, "It's a gift." And they said, "Who's the gift for?" And I said, "I don't know yet."
Someone who's going to wish that they never met me.
And they said, what? And I said, I haven't met the person yet. And you really shouldn't say that to a TSA person when they pull your shit aside. So they wiped the top of it. So it's kind of sticky on top. So whoever you are, I haven't met you yet. Just burn it for 10 minutes and then just get over it, you know?
It smells good.
Yeah, it's the name is This is a Candle, Not a Bomb. So yeah, it's got pomegranates in it, which is ironic, you know, because that means that means grenade in French. Yes.
I call this part John right here.
He touched the wig, y'all.
Dude, I'm stealing the candle.
No.
He wants it.
Okay.
Trey gets to have it if he wants it. That's the rule. If anybody on the panel wants anything from the prize bag, they can just take it.
You're not.
But again, Trey, you're not making any friends here in Dallas.
Not trying, Dallas. Eat it. Fucking whatever.
I'll win you guys back. Just stay. Come here. Come back, you guys. I heard that you guys do things bigger here, so I brought, it's a logo, it's a donkey, and it says Big Ass Fans, because that's what you guys are, and that's what we care about.
We like it.
Yeah,
dirty.
You squeeze it for attention.
Yeah. And maybe I won't sign it, maybe Doug will, or something, anyway.
I'll sign it.
I'll sign it, Tony Romo.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple more things. I am from Cincinnati, and that is close to
Kentucky.
Correct. So I brought a postcard from Kentucky, and it says Kentucky, heaven on earth, but then it just looks like a nightmare cloud.
Awesome! That is the most awesome card I've ever seen. Oh yeah.
Why would they do that?
That's really good.
Why would they say heaven on earth and then this horrible lightning?
It's so funny. I bought one as well and I framed it. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah. You gotta send me one. Okay. I want that.
That is so beautiful.
And whoever wins it, I want it. I'll trade you.
Okay, and then the last thing, I went to the Kentucky Down Under Adventure Zoo, and I spooned a kangaroo. It's on Instagram. It was fucking hilarious.
Wait, spooned?
You heard right.
You were going to glaze over that, spooned a kangaroo or whatever.
I kissed a kangaroo on the forehead, and I spooned it. It wasn't weird. They let you do it. You buy food. It's not weird. Okay, you guys?
Sounded weird.
So anyway.
How long did you spoon it for?
While you were feeding
long enough
it?
To take
is
a little
it spooning
nap.
If it's brief?
Yeah. Like, we just took a little nap.
It's supposed to go to sleep, right?
Yeah, I slept with a kangaroo. Just kidding. But I got this is a Swiss Army knife, and this is the prize I was actually worried about through TSA, but they were like, no, mind the blade. What the hell is this jar?
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
You know how many of my pocket knives TSA has, and they let you through with that thing?
Well, I think it's because it says sexy on the front.
Yeah, I love it.
This is a sexy pocket knife, okay?
Man,
your knives aren't
you
sexy enough, Trey.
And again, I don't want to reiterate, I don't know who's going to win this prize bag yet. I haven't met you yet, but I'm sure, hopefully, that you're sexy. So that's your name now. Yeah.
That's
so
it's got a nice item.
Huh?
It's a nice item.
It is a nice item.
But I can see, I can't see anybody taking down a plane with this, but.
No, you can't.
But with a candle. If you use it right.
The candle was, I was dealing with three TSA agents at one point, and they're all female, and so we were all like, it's too many females to be talking to each other about a candle at one point in time. I synced up with one of them at one point, I'm on my period now. It was just crazy. So anyway, that's my prizes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you got for us?
All right.
Sean?
Well, my prizes kind of suck because I didn't know I was supposed to get prizes, but I do have a $10 gift card from Milk and Honey, the ice cream store next door, and that is accompanied by a beautiful chocolate cone that you could put your ice cream in, and then we have two onesies from Grove
Graph Labs.
Graph Labs out of New Jersey. Some onesie hitters.
They're out of Austin, dude.
Fort Tobacco.
All right, they're out of Austin.
Where'd you come up with New Jersey?
I don't know, Trey. I thought you said they were from New Jersey.
No, I never mentioned New Jersey. I never mentioned New Jersey, ever.
Well, either
I
way.
I mentioned Dallas before I mentioned New Jersey.
I screwed that up. I apologize,
no,
crowd.
That's fine, man.
You know, it's... But then we also have a stolen shot glass from where we had drinks before we came to the show.
Yeah, the grilled cheese.
So,
the grilled cheese company gave you this.
And it's kind of cute, you know.
He did take a shot out of it. So.
It's got some style.
I love all of this
We
stuff.
All watched him in
awe. Yeah, I mean, I did the best I could for a strip mall that I just walked
from. No, you did.
I didn't know. Dougie didn't even tell me I didn't need a party bag to bring, you know. So that's pretty good. I like that.
I don't ever want to hear these sentences. Dougie didn't tell me to bring a party bag.
I was unaware.
Ever again.
That's all I'm saying.
But you did a great job under pressure.
Nobody has to know.
This is better
happened.
Than what most people bring. Some people bring like a candle they made.
Yeah. That took a lot of my time.
I want one of those candles. It did smell nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good
candle. I mix the oils and I melt the wax.
I can't wait.
Piss off my roommate, and it's hilarious. Yeah, no, you guys, calm down. Jeez.
Now, this part of the show, Sean, you'll go third, so you'll get an idea of what's happening.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Trey, because he knows what's coming. Are you still dicking around with that candle?
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to get it through security without...
It's pomegranate, eucalyptus, and sandalwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that would be sweet justice if you couldn't get it through security. You stole it from these nice people.
Why are they going
to
stop you for a
candle? To leave it
because it's, you know...
It's not a liquid, technically,
it's
though.
Kind of almost... It could be
fire
a liquid.
Deterrent.
It's going to be a liquid
yeah.
when you like set it on fire.
Yeah, it's above 3 ounces, and it looks like I could... You know, hit yeah. somebody
How'd
with it.
How'd you get it here?
I looked her in the face and I said, come on.
It's a candle.
Yeah, Sean, you
Remember
were sitting here
story?
While she told
yeah.
us all about
I told
that
the whole
she just
fucking
had
thing.
To get it from through like, TSA to get here.
No, I forgot it. Sorry. It happens. Come on.
Dude,
my, you guys think
my chances of actually winning today are.
Happy Father's Day.
All right, so Trey.
Yeah.
You know the question.
Yes. Yes. So
what's your social security number?
Right. So last show I mentioned Behind the Curve and then realized that I hadn't watched anything since then. But then I did because I was listening to the McKenzie Brothers comedy album and was like, I should watch Strange Brew. And so I watched Strange Brew again for the billionth time.
Wow.
And I love that
really
movie.
Fired up this crowd.
You guys aren't into the
one
Canadian
guy did
comedy?
The, one person did quiet applause over there, but it was very subtle.
Is that too old for this crowd? What's going on?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
No, you're just not a fan of the movie? No, yeah,
it's
that's cool.
It's not something to get excited about.
It's not for everybody. There's a flying dog in it, you know, and a weird sci-fi moment, you know? Yeah, but then they also drink or the air out of the bottles and the beer when they're underwater, which is pretty clever. You got to give it to them for that, right? Mm. Yeah, all right. No, I'm not going to argue yeah. with you. That's cool. I get
right.
it. I'm not going to try to sell you on it.
I just like that you're listening to some old-ass comedy album and then it inspired you to watch an old-ass movie.
Yeah.
And then try to convince people that it was worth your time.
No, I'm not trying to convince him. It was worth my time.
I don't think
but
it
you
was.
Guys don't have to watch that.
I think there's better things you can do with your time.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I do love those guys. They were both great. I wish Rick Moranis didn't do that weird retirement move because I bet you he's still really funny.
No, totally.
Yeah.
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 All right. Anna, what was the last movie you saw?
Okay. So I've been really getting into Michael Douglas lately. You guys know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to see what the big deal was.
You mean Kirk Douglas's son?
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems cool. I'm going to check out one of his movies someday.
Is he related to Charlie Sheen Michael Douglas?
No, why?
All right, just asking. So I've been getting into Michael Douglas. It's been a really fun experience. So the last movie I watched was Behind the Candle Opera. which was just Matt Damon also getting into Michael Douglas. It was super fun. And, okay, I have another one. Can I do?
Thanks. I also still enjoy that you called it Beyond the Candle Opera.
It's behind. What did I say? Beyond?
No, I screwed it up. But the pause between candle and opera is what I enjoy. Because you're, candle, you know, because you're so opera. Candle focused. You don't care about candelabras.
I've never
you care
met
about
an
the
opera.
Fucking candle. Yeah, so you're like,
I've never.
Behind the candle opera.
Yeah. I've never made an opera before. Has anybody here? Didn't think so. Candles are important. Anyway.
You didn't even wait for them to answer
respect.
Before you said didn't think so.
Respect. I have respect for the craft. Okay?
All right. So you have another movie you want to talk about?
Yeah. Michael Douglas.
Something else.
Fatal Attraction.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't see what she did wrong. I don't get it. She wanted him to answer the phone. She stole his kid. Oh, cry about it. Like, I just don't.
The rat. You're even all right with the rabbit thing.
Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't answer the phone. We've all been there, ladies. We've all killed a rabbit or two. You know what I'm talking about. It's because he had a pesky wife. If I had a dollar for every boyfriend that had a pesky wife, I would just be well off. I don't know. But I'm just saying, that was a good one.
Yeah, Michael Douglas has been in some good movies. Some, like, for a while there, he was in movies that were always like zeitgeist movies, like something that's sort of going on. He'd like exploit it in a movie and just kill it.
And it's like most of the movies he's in, these women are just like, they can't contain themselves around him. It's like, oh, all right. I mean, like, cool, but like, for sure. I mean, chill out. Like,
no, like
Demi
I mean,
Moore,
he's a movie star.
But not these movies, he's not. He's
well,
just...
Close
what's
enough.
The one with Demi Moore, Disclosure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, she almost, is R-worded him, you know?
What
are you trying to do? We can say anything.
What is R-word?
Do you know
raped.
What
she almost raped him.
Oh, no, we can't say that.
No, yeah, that's horrible.
I didn't know what R-worded is.
I thought you were just going to rim job it, but not full on.
I thought you were implying that she got on him and acted like a pirate, that she R'd him.
Yeah. Get on me.
She's going to steal his booty. But I couldn't believe it. I just was like, I've never been that just overcome with horniness. I'm like, I don't take no. Like,
you didn't want to rim job him in Romancing the Stone?
No, I'm just saying, like, I think he's attractive, but I'm not, like, willing to throw it all away for Michael Douglas, like, at all. He's got...
Good news, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You got a backup plan.
I think I heard he's got like fellatio throat cancer.
That is not what it's
mouth
called.
AIDS. Mouth AIDS. Fellatio throat cancer.
I don't even know if that's
a medical term.
From giving too much fellatio to his wife.
Yeah.
Oh,
he must be really
stiff
good.
Neck.
The oral oopsies. I don't know what it's called.
That's good. I like the oral oopsies.
Okay, we'll do that one then. Thank you.
I think he just kind of offhandedly speculated one time that that's why he got throat cancer and then it became such a thing.
I'm sorry, I read Yahoo News. I'm not a cool person.
It's only for Yahoos. All right, Sean, I think you get what's going on here. Everybody's talking about the last movie they saw. What would that answer be for you?
Man, I don't go to movies much, but I went and saw Rocket Man.
Rocket Man!
Fuck that thing.
What?
I walked out in 45 minutes.
Why?
I went with my sister.
Not enough AIDS?
And now, yeah, not enough AIDS. I wanted to see drugs. I wanted to see partying. I wanted to see shit. And it turned into like a goddamn musical. Has anyone seen the movie?
That's what happens when you do a lot of drugs, Sean. It turns into a musical.
Yeah. I mean, come on, I go to musical.
Did you see Boho Rhapsody?
Yeah, Freddie Mercury got really sick at the end of that. Nobody knows what happened, though, because they never addressed it.
Because he was fucking around with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
He went to the doctor. He must have gotten...
Yeah, he got a case of the Catherine Zetas.
Oops.
Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I never did see
Bohemian. Oh, okay. Well, that was like...
A musical like that type of thing.
No, but that was the one where the only time they sing is when Freddie Mercury's like on stage or in a recording studio. Like, it's a movie about musicians, but it's not a musical. Whereas Rocketman is a musical.
Did you see Rocketman?
You weren't warned about that ahead of time? Nobody mentioned it?
No, man. Me and my sister got high, and we were like, okay, let's go watch a movie. And we got like the 11 a.m. time, and we were just baked or shit, you know, nice waking.
Did you think you were seeing First Man or 2001? Like, did you think it was a movie about space?
I was hoping for a nice rock and roll, toony, morning high.
I think that movie delivers on all of that.
I mean, after 40 minutes...
I don't know what you got so mad about.
After 40 minutes, we looked at each other and we're like, fuck it, let's get out of here. I mean, we knew each other. We're like, what the hell is this turning into? Sorry, guys. I mean, that's my opinion on what I saw.
No, that's all right. I mean, if you don't go to movies... If you don't go to movies much, when the characters start singing, it can be jarring. What the fuck is this? Elton John is singing?
Friends that were in tone.
How mad were you when you watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? The Loompas know this song? No. I gotta go, sis.
I just wanted to get high and see some chocolate.
I wanted to see some miners in a factory, all right?
Well, Sean, it sounds like you are going to kill it in the game portion of this show.
Chances are looking good for Trey.
Because Trey finally has a competitor that he doesn't have to worry about.
I win occasionally.
Oh.
Wait.
Occasionally means once in your goddamn life?
This could be my night. I have... Okay,
never mind. No, if I had to pick a winner today, we all know who that would be.
Tate's not here.
Tate.
Why? It's the one time I didn't have to hear that.
Can I FaceTime him?
They went along with
it. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, do you guys want us to get Jeff on FaceTime?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Trey, they like Jeff.
Look, I'm fine with that.
I just searched Groff.
But just know, I will hug any of you that want to hug me after the show. I will be perfectly... Yeah, exactly.
He better.
He should pick it up. Yes. not Geoff.
It is Geoff.
That's not... Yeah.
Don't call him that. He hates it.
He doesn't like that. Don't
Geoff.
Do it.
Geoff.
Yeah, he does spell it that way, though. You're right.
I know he's in town.
Which town?
Cincinnati. It's by the river.
Oh, but he won't pick up if he's watching a movie.
Or Cheers.
Yeah, he's probably at a movie. He's probably seeing Rocket.
Time unavailable.
He's probably...
Should I try it? Let's see who he actually...
No, Jeff Tate.
Let's all call him.
No, Jeff Tate. Listen to Doug's podcast and say boo, Jeff Tate.
Where's the FaceTime thing? Oh, there it is. Just in case.
You got him?
No, not yet. It's...
Oh my God, we're falling apart.
I'm gonna call him regular because he'd be like, "Why is he calling me FaceTime?" Because I never call FaceTime.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. He'll be like, "Why the fuck was Anna FaceTime?" And then when I do, he'll be like, "Well, better check this out."
Yeah.
He's gonna answer for you. Oh, unavailable.
If he's at the movies, he's not gonna answer.
I would be truly sad, you guys. I'm not even gonna lie.
I feel like he's watching Rocketman sitting there going, "This is a musical."
That movie sucks.
He's just not picking up. Wouldn't that be? Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh,
yeah, there's a show happening and everyone's laughing at you.
Yeah, because tell them why.
I'm killing from my living room.
You're with Troy?
No, you didn't answer from Trey and finally answered.
Yeah, Anna tried to call you and Trey tried to call you and then you picked up when I called, so I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
well,
Jeff.
I didn't know that the other two tried to call, and also, I didn't mean to answer when you called.
He answered on accident, you guys. All right, we'll talk to you later, you piece of shit.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
I mean...
No, this is going to be fun, but no for the rest of the time that my feelings are hurt.
Do you think so?
That's all right, man.
Yeah, he didn't mean to answer any of our calls.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That was pretty awesome, though.
That was hilarious.
Yep, technology. It's really, podcasts are really exciting now that you can make a phone call during a podcast. But this is the part of the show where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! All right, so Sean, people, as you can see, really went to some effort to make some signs, name tags, call them what you will. And what I need you to do is pick one that you like the most and then bring it back to your seat and then we'll go from there. Anna and Trey know what to do.
Yeah.
And while you guys do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message.
Oh, man.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey everybody, no sponsors this episode, so I'm going to do a couple more plugs. June 29th, I'll be at the Improv in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, doing Doug Loves Movies at a very special time of 2 o'clock. And then June 30th, I'll be at UCB Sunset in Los Angeles as part of the Del Close Marathon, DCM 21, they like to call it, and that will be at 4:20. Hope to see you soon. Back to the show.
We're back. That was an extremely mellow name tag selection process. You guys were really chill today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's...
Well, they weren't very rowdy. Nobody was throwing donuts or anything. But yeah, no, they were a cool bunch. Everybody's seeing... Are you guys really high, too?
What do you choose?
Yeah? Okay, cool. Right on. See, look, Dallas, I don't hate you. It's just that I have to play like I do to keep all my Austin and Philly friends happy. I'm kidding. I hate you guys. Just
your
the Cowboys.
Your Austin and Philly friends, fans. Your frilly fans aren't going to listen to this.
Yeah, they totally will. Just out of hatred for Dallas.
What?
Yeah, they totally will. Especially your fans. They're going to, the movie fans, they'll listen to this. Look, I'm fine with you, Dallas. I've had a lot of fun in this city, but I really want to take a dump through the hole in the top of Cowboys Stadium, right on the 50-yard line. That's one of my goals in life, is just to do that. But that's it. I don't. Yeah, no, this worked. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. You guys have way more Super Bowls than we do. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're very. Now I was complimenting them on not yelling out during the name tag selection process, and then you found out a different way to whip them up.
No, yeah, we could do the sports thing, but that's good. You guys did steal your hockey team from Minnesota and won a Stanley Cup with them. So that's fine. You still got your Stanley Cup, but it's with a stolen team, man. Yeah, you're all right with that? See, because you're that kind of dirtballs, Dallas. And I love you for it.
But they didn't. You can't steal a team unless the team is willing to go somewhere, Trey.
Well, they got bought.
Yeah, and that's how it works.
They got
it's
bought.
It's all about money.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not about where anybody's really from. Nobody on the goddamn teams are from the cities they play for.
No, they're all from fucking Canada playing hockey in Texas. So, yeah. And then Canada just won their first NBA championship with a bunch of American players. So now we know how that feels. Fuck. Look, fucking sports, yeah.
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 Fucking sports. That's my next podcast.
Points.
Fucking sports.
Speaking of points.
All we do is complain about sports. What do you got? Who are you playing for, Trey?
All right, so I love this movie, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, but it's mm-hmm. Tucker and Dale versus Ava.
Yeah.
And I picked it without even knowing that it's me and you. She put you as the main one, and then I'm on there too.
Well, Tucker and Dale, they're both the main ones.
Yeah, right. So me and you are Tucker and Dale, but yeah. I didn't even realize I was on there until I got back up here and was like, oh shit, that's me. I picked you, and you put me on there, and I didn't even know that you picked me before I picked you. Yeah, word. All right. So, yeah, I'm right. playing for Eva.
Could you sit down?
Yeah. Man.
I don't like it when my guests stand.
I'll give you the candle if I win.
Oh, that's nice. You're not getting that candle.
If he doesn't, I'll send you one.
Oh, that's nice.
Such a suck up.
She's a lady. We can both make kids if we want to.
So what lady are you playing for?
Well, you know, this is Joanna Bell. What is it? I can't read upside down.
Joanna Bell Creation.
Yeah, is that the Annabelle scary movie?
It's from the Annabelle, the Conjuring universe.
Okay, I've never seen it. Don't like scary movies, but I do have a bit of an ego.
It does look kind of like Anna when you get rid of the Joe part.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's got my name in it. And then I liked it. And then your face is absolutely fucking hilarious.
In a nightgown, that is.
It's Doug's face, and he looks like he just saw a ghost.
That's the face I make in most pictures, because I wish I had just seen a ghost instead of just being asked to take a picture.
And it has a ruler, which I appreciate, because a lot of the times it's like, see these two...
A lot of the posters are just loose.
Yeah, these knuckleheads are
trying
to figure out.
You like it on a stick.
And I'm like, I got a place for my arms now. I can look...
And you can whoop your kids with it.
I feel like I'm on a fence and I'm watching my cattle go by. What do you guys got here? My bison. And I go, this is good. This is good, darling. This is my wife.
Can I order one less drink for Anna?
No, not yet. We're not even into it yet.
So, yeah, go ahead and throw that on the ground. You don't have to hold it up. Oh.
So you want me to pitch my movie?
I meant
you?
The other way.
Right?
No, I just want you to tell us who you're playing for.
All right, I'm playing for... Coming to theaters this summer. Wet Hot Summer. Amadeus Summer. Starring Jane Garofalo, David Hyde Pierce, Molly Shannon, Paul
There's
Rudd,
a lot of people in that movie. You don't need to read them all.
Well, it's marked hilarious by Michael Agar of the New Yorker.
So you're playing...
New Yorker.
So you're playing for Meredith.
I did the best I can.
Meredith.
Meredith.
Yeah, great choice.
Yeah. Wet Hot Summer, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Slow and steady.
You like that movie?
It sounds impeccable. Even though I've never seen it, but it sounds like it's going to be a winner.
Well, you clearly
haven't seen it. And I don't think all those people are in it, and that's a fake name for a movie.
That no, that's a real movie.
Is it a real movie?
Yeah, and all those people are really in it.
Bullshit, man. Yeah. I thought these were all fake movie posters, because I don't go to the movies much.
Well, they are... They're fake in that I'm not in these movies. But everything else about them is completely real.
It's called wordplay, and that's what this is. Yes, they're real.
I love you, Mooney.
Yeah, you're doing amazing, man. Give it.
Whatever, man. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, like I said, I think you're going to do great in this next part.
Yeah.
Oh, great. What's the next part?
We're going to play some games, and then... Meredith or Eva. Yeah, closer to evil. Those three people are gonna. They can win if the person playing on their behalf wins today.
So just Joanna Bell or Eva.
And it's just Joanna. Her name's not Joanna Bell.
Joanna Bell.
That is a good... I haven't heard that one ever before. That's not a bad idea.
Right?
Yeah. Guess I gotta have a kid now. Finally got a name picked out. We're gonna start with a game called Purple Rain Man. A.K.A. Goodwill Hunting Glorious Bastards.
Yes.
Shit.
Just so you know,
I'm ready.
So you know where this is going.
Yeah.
So, Sean.
Yes, sir.
We're starting with him.
No, Sean isn't going to go first. I'm just.
I want to go first. Come on, challenge me. I don't care. No, I don't care in this place. Come on, it's Saturday.
Because this is a game where everybody's in. Everybody gets to guess all at the same time.
Okay, I guess. Yeah. Learn the rules prior to. Stating.
Well, it's complicated, so I don't blame you for not knowing all the rules. But in this case, this is a game where, like the movies it's named after, Purple Rain Man, it's a mashup title of two different movie titles that I'm looking for. And I'm going to tell you the people that are in both of the two movies.
Okay.
And then just guess as often as you'd like.
Yeah. I think I'm good at this.
Get ready. Yeah, just get in position.
So, okay.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
come
Anna.
Come on.
Anna, you want to clarify something?
I just didn't know if he needed another example, but.
Well,
let's
you're
go.
Saying like.
Oh, I don't mind another example.
Yeah.
Jeff Tate sent me a good one recently.
Okay.
Dazed and Confused Cars. Dazed and Confused.
And I need to know some person in that, in between them?
Say what?
I need to know someone that was in both.
No, you just need to know that those were two movies that the titles were smashed together.
Yeah. They were. They're both movies.
You figured that out.
They were both movies.
And you were great as Slater in Dazed and Confused.
I'm sorry, crowd. I might screw this up, but let's have some fun, all right? Come on. That's the best we can do.
Yeah.
That's the unspoken message of Doug Loves Movies. We're going to fuck this up, but let's enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. Well, me, I feel like I'm on a goddamn game show over here.
And that's
well,
yeah,
you kind are. Of are. You kind are. Of, yeah. You kind no, of are in a game show like, situation. There are prizes, and you are competing, and there's trivia questions, and you want to try beer. To win. So it's very game show like in that sense.
Watch him be really good.
No, I know. Like that's what I was just thinking. If we lose to Moody,
and he's like.
Like, how bad is this going to be? Look, all right, no, yeah, we're good.
Hey, I bet I could answer more than y'all.
No, yeah, no, that's what I'm afraid of, dude. Fuck.
I think you could answer more. I think you could write more.
Come on, Dougie, let's hit it.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works, but we're going in head first.
All right, Ricky Bobby, let's go.
Yeah, baby. I love you.
I love you, too.
I just met her today.
We're brothers now. It's fine.
But he baked and forgot to shake. All right, so...
It's shake and bake, baby.
Yeah, you got it. You got the joke.
Yeah, I know. And there's also a name of the car that I saw something. What's the name of the car?
What car?
The name of the car that Ricky Bobby had.
Oh. He had a cool name. Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
His car had a cool name?
Yeah.
No points. Who knows that?
Yeah,
you're getting deducted by points because you don't know the answer to that. And you're
you know what?
Know
you could take all of my points.
All right, hit me. Let's go. I'm going to watch this.
Let's do this. We'll leave that car name as a mystery.
What's my question?
It's not your question. It's everybody's.
What's the name of this car in Talladega Nights? It's so funny.
It's got a cool name. I know it does.
Wait, you don't know it either?
No, I don't. But I saw it. But I was like, that's a cool name, man. Oh, does anyone know it?
No. Nobody does.
I don't know how cool it is.
Google doesn't even know
it. I swear it had a cool name. I could be full of shit and dreamt it. But okay. Dougie, come on, hit me with my questions.
All right, here we go. Here's your questions. What movie mashup title would you arrive at if the third billed people in the movie were Neil Patrick Harris and Clea DuVall? She, of course, has been great on Veep of late.
Who's she on Veep?
She's the lesbian Secret Service.
Oh, okay. That helps.
Yes, I did, but now we're competitors. I can't talk to you anymore.
Because I couldn't hear it from him. It was a little muffled. Dougie, can you repeat the question for me?
I'll repeat it for you. Was that muffled?
Yeah, a little muffled. I would say Neil Patrick Harris won the Oscar.
That was actually close.
That has not happened, but he is a,
it was
great,
a good movie,
great
though.
Performer. He's won the Tony.
That was a good movie, though.
All right, you guys, your chance.
Okay, everybody else. Sean's going to step out.
Well, how many questions do I have?
I
thought they could answer next.
Well, they could if they knew the answer, but they don't.
Yeah, okay, no, it's fine. Yeah, it's our turn now.
No, I think we should work as a team, man. Just me and you against Sean.
Sean against the world, man.
Or did I get 3 questions in a row?
Yeah, no, it's our turn now. Okay.
Yeah, you can't guess anymore.
No more guesses from Sean.
No.
He did win an Oscar.
No, he did. He's never won.
Okay.
He's never won. Probably, I don't think he's even nominated.
Oscar was the name of Ricky Bobby's car. We did it!
Hey!
All right. Second build.
Okay.
In this same movie mashup title.
Right.
Rosamund Pike.
Okay.
And Angelina Jolie.
Huh. Now, are you doing it in the order?
Can you give me a hint for Rosamund Pike? Can you give me a hint?
On Rosamund Pike?
Yeah.
She's a pretty blonde lady. British.
Hey.
But Angelina Jolie, you know.
Well, now, are you saying the names in the order that the movies are?
Third build.
These are the second build.
Yes. Because you already have it. You got it on the first names, didn't you, dude? All right.
I don't know what you're talking about or why you're standing.
Because it's nervous energy.
I'm standing now, too.
I like it when you stand. It's weird.
Tell me Rosamund Pike, please.
What?
Who is she? Give me something.
Rosamund Pike. She's in this movie that we're trying to get the answer.
Oh, damn it.
But these top billed people, you're going to know these two people and then hopefully put it all together. But I'm
also
happy to move on to the next game.
So you guys are trying to find a connection between them.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, let's go.
You're doing it.
I got this figure.
You ready? Ready? Ben Affleck and Winona Ryder.
Ooh.
See, people in the audience know the answer. Come on, Trey.
Ben Affleck.
You got this.
Winona Ryder. Hang on.
Cocaine.
This turned into a war of the sexes somehow. Oddly, don't look at me like that. I didn't turn it into that. Right. I don't even so you play need tennis.
You need a movie that would have Neil Patrick Harris, Rosamund Pike, and Ben Affleck in it. In the top three
he wasn't
build
in
characters.
Starship Troopers or Harold and Kumar.
So that's how you're doing this? Is you're
yeah, how, what else
movies
was Neil
Ben
Patrick
Affleck
Harris
hasn't
in?
Been in that Neil Patrick Harris has been in?
Yeah, those are the only two movies
you need
he's
one
been
that
in.
They've been in together.
That hasn't happened.
Well, they didn't have any scenes together, but they are in it together.
And then Winona Ryder and Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
So that, it's like that one of those should just love be, actually.
That should just be like you know the answer to that. A movie starring Winona Ryder and Angelina Jolie. She won Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her part in the movie.
She wasn't in Beetlejuice.
Don't make me text this to Jeff, because Jeff stop. Will just tell us the answer immediately. That's what happened the last time. My panelists were all stumped by this game.
So what's our score? We're 0.
Yeah, you have 0.
I have 0. You got 0. Everyone's a 0.
Yeah, you're tied with 0. You're doing great.
Love time with 0. Come you're on, let's great. Go. Well, next question.
But anyway, Gone Girl was a massive movie, and Girl Interrupted was a massive movie, and Gone Girl Interrupted is the answer.
Damn.
Welcome to Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah. Can I have a simpler question, please? God damn, give me who starred in Caddyshack.
Oh, she's the pretty British blonde lady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I used all of those words.
No, that's my bad.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're all tied at 0.
So crazy, though, when Neil Patrick Harris slit her throat on that bed, though? Or the other way around? That was crazy.
Yeah, see, I knew you knew it.
Yeah, and then she just, like, shook back her hair, and she was like, Ben, I'm coming home. That was crazy. Loved it. Next game.
Yeah. And then she had to, like, rub blood all over herself, and yeah, I watched that scene a lot. Just because I'm really interested in how they make movie blood. It's like, how do they do that?
Yeah.
All right, so Sean is winning so far.
How did that happen?
Well, he's tied.
Stop, come on, it's crowd.
It's a three-way tie.
It's a three-way tie at 0. Come on, give me something simple.
All right.
I wish I had gotten that call before we put this whole show together.
Should text you, Dougie. Send me a good, nice, simple question
all right.
for the final round, because that's where the pressure really is.
That's what she said.
He knows how it works while also not knowing how it works.
It's amazing. It's really, that's the wonder of Mooney.
Really impressive.
All right. Yeah.
Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Yes.
Oh, I suck at this one, too.
Whose Tagline?
Yeah.
All right, so, Sean, we're going to start with you because you're the best loser we have.
I'm a big loser and I like it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. He's the fucking best, you guys.
Yes.
He fucking rules.
I just met her today over at the grilled cheese restaurant.
The grilled cheese factory.
There was a good spot. We drank bourbon
the
and cocktails.
Cheese factory.
All right, let's go. Whatever
right,
I'm doing,
yeah,
what's
go.
This? What's this
let's
thing? Go. What am I gonna do here now?
I'm going to say the name. I'm going to say the tagline from a movie. You know, it's like usually on the poster, like Wet Hot American Summers is hilarious.
I don't think it's fake.
What's the one at the top of Tucker and Dale vs. Evil?
Evil just messed with the wrong hillbillies.
All right, you're not even paying attention to me describing how this game works. Read it again, Trey.
Evil just messed with the wrong hillbillies.
That's a tagline.
Yeah.
For that movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a tagline. You tell me what movie it is.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
It's hilarious because he's still not grasping.
No, at all.
Bullshit. I got it. Let's go. Tagline City. Come on. A pause break. I'm going to get some of this stuff. I'm going to get some of these. I don't know if they're real, they're fake, whatever the hell they are. Let's go, dog. Let's
do it.
I'm giving out your cell phone number on the podcast.
He just demanded an applause break.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Hey, yeah, I don't know why you guys are dissing me. You haven't gone yet.
Look, let's do a Doug gets to talk, then one of you talks, then Doug talks. Let's go back and forth that way instead of you all just keep talking and I keep trying to get in.
That seems fair.
I'm going to run this thing. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, so... I had a great fucking joke, and you all just kept talking.
Sorry.
And now it's gone.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't even remember it.
Happens.
Right?
512.
What is happening? What are you doing? What are you doing? Just put your phone away and play the game.
I'm just about to lose in front of y'all whatever this fucking game is going to happen. Let's go, dog.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
I have to know the tagline or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta go, oh, it's from this movie, and then name the movie.
Yep.
Calm down.
All right.
What is my thing?
I'm definitely not doing, like, cocktails with my guests before the show ever again.
Cocktails and dreams, baby. Yeah. Cocktail. One.
You should have eaten more grilled cheese to absorb all that bourbon. All right. All
right. That's right, Ice Man.
Here we go, show.
Two Top Gun.
That's not a tagline. Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Now I'll try yours.
All roads lead to this.
Heaven? But I need to know the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucked. Skip.
I like it. Just pass on it. It's
I'll
cool.
Just pass.
All right, okay. Anna.
Is it Revolutionary Road?
No.
How you?
I was gonna say more, like good guess, but I don't even think that's a good guess. But because all roads don't lead to that one road that's in that movie. Oh. Sean says if Trey doesn't get it, he's got a rebuttal ready. So he's going to disagree with Trey's wrong answer. All right, Trey, what do you think?
All roads lead to this.
Mm-hmm.
Death Race.
Oh, that's almost a title.
Damn it. Death Race 2000.
That is a title, yeah. But it's also not the title I'm looking for.
Nah.
But also, you know, it's in the ballpark, so this is getting exciting. That my guests are starting to get close to maybe, possibly, coming up with an answer. But in this case, it's Fast and Furious 6.
Damn it, man.
Fast and Furious 6. Now, the thing to keep in mind, Sean, because I know you're really thinking about this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Is that there's a theme is going to emerge with all these answers.
Ooh, they're going to all be quick.
They can all be quick or mad. That's right.
All right, let's get it going. Come
on. He's got this. He's got this.
That's good. Here we go. Destroyed that question.
I know, but you got to let Doug talk first, and then we'll banter. Go.
That was nice stab at democracy there, or whatever.
Well, I don't know if that's democracy.
Yeah, no. It was totally the wrong word to use, but you guys got the point.
Diplomacy?
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of?
Maybe.
But he's not a foreign entity.
No, this is a benevolent dictatorship for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Benevolent. Mm-hmm.
Sean, what movie has the tagline, and audience, please don't say it out loud because you're all going to know it. The Empire Falls.
It sounds like some Star Wars shit. But I can't name which one it was.
I can.
Yeah, take my points.
Skip.
I don't give a fuck.
Wait,
is it Star Wars Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, how am I supposed to know that?
Which one is that?
The sixth episode.
Yeah.
Is it Revenge of the Sith?
What? Oh, shit.
Oh my God, it's Star Wars episode 6.
Sorry, yeah, I was confused, but that's wrong. Trey?
Okay, fuck. I hate saying the whole thing, though, because... Star Wars episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
That is correct.
Yeah. Or just Return of the Jedi for real-ass motherfuckers.
Hey, I apologize, crowd, for not
and
knowing
that
answer.
And I want to personally say, Jeff, if you're listening to this, your strategy was wrong, and he'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
is his strategy know the answer?
No, he's like, yeah. basically. Yeah. He'll know what I'm talking about.
That's a fucked up strategy. You gotta have a more interesting strategy than just knowing the answer. But
all right.
This is where, to me, the Ewoks were problematic.
Yes.
But to me, what really, the moment I knew maybe George Lucas, you know, wasn't like the greatest guide for that particular ship, even though he did create the whole thing, was originally it was going to be called Revenge of the Jedi. And then they changed it to Return, like to make it more family friendly or something.
Right. Whereas Revenge sounds darker. Like that would be a cooler title. Revenge of the Jedi.
For the Sith.
Maybe it says too much, like that they get actual revenge. Whereas if they just return, then anything could happen.
No, I think it really was because of the family trying to make it more family friendly or whatever.
Yeah. Don't care for it.
Dumb. Me neither.
Anyway.
Or episodes 1 through 3. Jacob's here off anytime. I don't give a fuck.
All right, we're back to you, Sean.
Trey's at 1.
Trey got a point. That's right. So, all right. Thank you. Another question?
Thank you, Dallas.
It just keeps coming at you until it's over.
Give me something good, baby. Give me something good. I want something nice, easy, smooth.
Okay, that's probably not going to be any of those things. This is a long one, Sean. What movie had the tagline, "Wanted, two thrill-seeking reporters, brains optional, looking to dig up the story of the century. For more information, call ... What number are you going to call?
No, I need another number.
Skip. Just skip.
Are you fucking kidding me? I would have any...
I'm sorry, guys.
If I would have any, that was a fucked up ad. There's no way that was a movie. I would say
it's real.
And I'll probably be incorrect, but it's that movie with fucking.
If he just describes it, I will give him the point.
You give me credit if I describe it.
Uh huh.
It's Will Ferrell.
Nope.
Damn it. Thinking we were going back to the fucking 90s. Come on.
It could be from any time we've been making movies in the world. Anna, what do you think?
You want to give me another clue, dog?
No, that was a lot. That pretty much walked you right up to it.
It actually steered me off path.
Wanted, two thrill-seeking reporters. I mean, it straight up describes the movie. Two thrill-seeking reporters, brains optional, looking to dig up the story of the century. For information, call. What's the number, Anna?
867-5309.
Is it 666?
No. Well, that is a guess, Sean. Do you see how guessing works?
I like it. Yeah, I fucked up. I told you guys I was going to suck at this
game. You did. Trey, what do you think?
I mean, I gave you it up front. Sorry, I'm going to suck, but I'm trying. And you know as an audience that I'm doing my best, all right? So come on. Hang in there with me, you know? Your turn. Let's see some other.
Yeah, come on. Let's see somebody else try to answer.
Ah, eat shit.
Trey?
Yeah, Trey, what do you got?
I'm so excited for him doing a set later tonight. I cannot tell you.
Oh, no, that was for real?
Yeah, he's going to do a set tonight.
All right.
Can I go before him?
What time do I got to be back here?
Right away. I don't know if you're going to have time to go home and find your jokes.
I love this
motherfucker. Who doesn't love Doug? Come on.
Or movies. Trey, what's your answer? We're running way behind. We need to wrap this up. Yeah.
Call.
Okay, you don't know it.
No.
It's Transylvania 65,000.
Yeah, it is. Shit.
Sean?
Uh-oh. Didn't she have a question?
You're all got a shot at it, and nobody got it.
So we're all at zero. I thought
we're all moving on to the next one. Trey still has 1 point.
All right. Yeah. All right. Give me a question. Come on. I'm ready. I'm going to get this one. Come on, man.
I don't think you are.
Give me something nice.
The Wild West has met its match. I should mention, I know Sean may not be able to pick up on this at this point, but, you know, a theme emerges during this game. So, so far we have...
Yeah, we got Westerns.
We have Fast and Furious 6.
All right, all right.
We have Star Wars 6.
The Wild West has met its match at something with...
6?
Will Smith movie?
Will Smith 6.
Come on, dog. The Wild West has met its match. What about Will Smith?
Oh, you're thinking of Wild Wild West with Will Smith.
No. I was thinking of Will Smith and...
the movie Wild Wild West.
Yeah, and...
Incorrect. Anna. Why are you two talking to each other? It's not how competition works.
Look, everything doesn't make sense.
Contestants
anymore.
Aren't supposed to speak to each other.
What do you think it is, Anna?
Hateful Eight.
No, Trey?
The Ridiculous Six.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Oh, Trey 2, a zero!
Maybe I love Dallas.
All right.
That's oh, it's strike six. That. Strike. It's I can't six believe I said theme. That. You guys are number six. Remember when he said that?
She's still trying to kiss ass.
I'm mad. I'm losing. Doesn't feel good.
Here's the next one, Sean. Yep.
All right.
Some missions are not a choice.
Ah, oh, shit. Okay. They're obviously going to space, and it's probably... I'm saying it's Ben Affleck and...
Armageddon?
Yeah, that's no. What I'm saying. Well, what was that?
Bruce Willis. But you're right. That really wasn't a choice. They had to do that.
Yeah, they're going to space. At least I'm right. Close. Crap.
I got it.
Here we go, Anna.
Sixth Sense.
No. Trey?
Watch this, Mooney. Armageddon 6. No, it was Mission Impossible 6. But there's got to be more to that title,
no,
right?
No, it's... That,
shit. Okay.
It's
no,
Reloaded.
No, shut up. Let me... Mission Impossible...
Reunion. And it's all the bad guys to get together.
Mission Impossible. This is impossible to have six of these movies. No, that's not it. Ugh.
Spit.
It's like you're...
MI6.
What?
No.
Negative 2 points.
Was it just called MI6?
No.
It's called Mission, Impossible-6.
Six.
No.
Shit.
They don't have numbers in the title. That's S-I-X. The twist, is that this is the sixth one, but the Mission Impossible movies after 3 don't have time.
That's
have
negative 4 number points. Well, I think we're all
that's
square.
Worse than the Star Wars shit. All right, so it's Mission Impossible dash... Fuck.
Deathly Hallows.
I mean, I'll give it to her. I'll
all
give
right,
it to
okay,
her.
Anna gets a point.
Damn it.
All right, back to you, Sean.
No, wait, what was it really? Shit. What was the real title?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should tell you. It's Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh. I don't know why I said, oh, like I would have got it eventually.
I was on the tip of my tongue.
Do you know any of the other ones, Trey?
No.
It's...
Mission Impossible Armageddon.
5 is Rogue Nation. 4 what? Is Ghost Protocol. 3 is 3 and 2 is 2. It's that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been educated.
Thank you.
Now you know all the Mission Impossible movies.
Ghost Protocol... Rogue Nation.
You can't even repeat it back right away.
Star Wars Rogue Nation.
Rogue One Nation.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Sean.
There's all right, no, question. Here we go.
The pressure's off of you, Sean. There's no chance for you to win today.
Yeah, no chance. Well, Trey's up 2-0, and then you got...
Yeah, and Anna's got one, so like I
Anna,
said...
Anna, you got one?
There's no way...
You're goddamn
right. Yeah, I gave her
right.
one for no reason.
All right, that's fine.
All right, Sean, so...
Let me get a point.
Yeah, you might as well get a point.
I'm trying. I thought you were putting this. Double point round.
What do you mean?
Double point round.
That round doesn't exist.
Let's.
Oh, damn it. I know who did that.
But you could get close to caught up if you get this one right, Sean.
All right.
Here
well,
we go.
Give me something
Here we
at
go.
Least simple.
What movie had the tagline, "He's a hero, he's big, and this is his sixth time being a hero"? That is big. What do you think that is, Sean? If you had to guess,
hold on.
Like, let's say you were had a microphone and you had
you
to
said,
guess.
That you said that he's big, he's a hero, and this is his sixth time being a hero. What movie is that supposed to be? God, I shouldn't have gotten so high.
Oh, that's what it is?
But I reiterated it correctly.
You did reiterate nicely. Like, if there was
God,
a game show
like
called Reiterate It, you would
Giant
be great.
Or something. Is it not? Am I way offline?
Which one? What?
I said it sounds like something about Andre the Giant or something.
Yeah.
Does it sound to you like some sort of, like it's about a big hero?
What is it, like the Hulk?
With...
I mean, fucking I don't watch movies.
Six.
I don't know why he invited me here.
Yeah, you don't have kids.
No, I don't have kids.
Yeah, it's a kids movie.
He's right, big. He... Oh, it's Shrek! Yeah! 1 point! 1 point! Yeah!
That's right. 1 point for Sean for Shrek 6.
Yeah. Damn right, baby.
Anna, what's your guess?
No, I'm not saying it because you're being an asshole. Avengers 6.
Good luck.
Big Hero tough. 6?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Oh my God, really? He was saying Big
you know
Hero in 6 over and over again. I even got it.
That's not even what the tagline is. I just did that to give one to Sean.
All right. He told me we should end women's suffrage off mic. Let's go.
All right, let's try one more. I mean, we already have a winner, but let's try one
well,
more.
Well, Trey, don't we get double bonus points?
No.
Okay, 500 points for this one.
Whoever, we all get one question,
whoever gets
points.
This one gets all the points.
Oh, yeah.
And is the winner.
Oh, my God.
This is where I come alive.
No, it's not.
Let's see what you got.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Sean. The final bell is about to ring. I'll even accept something that's close.
So that was the statement.
Yeah, some call them taglines. Other people call them statements. It's a kind of a mission statement.
The final
statement.
Bell is about to ring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a movie
Stop
quote.
Stop miming boxing.
All right, skip me. Ready?
You go ahead.
Oh, Rocky man. 6.
No. Title. No, Trey.
No.
Creed.
God damn it.
6.
Rocky Balboa.
No. Oh,
no.
That's
no.
It's,
is that it?
It's
it called
is.
Rocky Balboa.
Yes, it is. Damn it. Oh, damn it.
Grab your sign.
It's all the points. No.
Anna's the winner.
Yeah. All right. That was solid.
Fuck you.
No, I can't complain. Whatever. That was fair and square.
I don't think we should end women's suffrage like he said.
All right, you guys, we got to get out of here. That's never happened before. We've never had a
happy anniversary.
A game ender on whose tagline is it anyway? But Trey, what do you got to plug?
Oh, I'll be at Skankfest 2, and then it seemed like there was something else. Whatever, I don't want to take up a bunch of stuff. Oh, my new album, Live at Creep Records. It's on all the stuff that you listen to, or you can buy it through Creep Records website and get a rolling tray, which I have some extra rolling trays. If anybody wants to buy one after the show, we'll haggle.
Love it.
Yep.
Anna?
You can find me under a bridge, just hanging out.
What?
No, I'll be at Go Bananas. I'll be at Go Bananas mid-July, a weekend. I'll be for Greg Stone, if you know him.
You're gonna open for him?
Somebody went, aw, yeah, I know. It's his last show. No, but that's it. And then I post all my shows on Instagram. Follow me on Anna the Mazza on Instagram and Twitter. Okay, I love you.
Perfect. Yeah.
Hey, I'll just be around Dallas, Texas, heading all over the place to make the world a better place. I will be promoting my Wet Hot America Death summer thing that is going to be happening, you know, in theaters soon. So I would take a look for this. You tell them, you know, Gene Galofico, David Pierce, Molly Shannon, Paul Rudd, Christopher Maloney, or Slow Walker. You probably will get in free. I've been Sean Mooney. Thank you.
Yes,
guys.
Sean Mooney, everybody. I'm doing stand-up at the Funny Bone in Dayton on July 2nd. I think Trey might be there, too, for that one. One more time for all of my guests, Trey Gallion and Anna Mazza.